But again, I heard Rabbi Simon again, and Simon Shalita pointed out a Tosfos Rosh, who says that the reason why he interprets the Gemara in a funny way against all the Rishonim, that the person went to fix the Matzev in the middle of Shiva, and not the traditional, what we call the traditional chap, that he went with the mace to the Kvura and came back, that the Rosh, oh, because the Rosh Amoshitasi says that if someone starts a count on his own, it's impossible to finish at an earlier date. But the person accompanies the mace and started a velus when he finds himself by the Kvura, and he comes back to where the other relatives are, how can he pick up the count with them? It's an impossibility to the Tosfos Rosh. If that's the case, as Simon pointed out, not Basel Shitas. So, and Basel, as he goes from New York to Israel back to New York, he picks up the count of those who stayed behind, because Ramban held that you could be there, Bobby Malcolm Karab work, even if you knew about it then. Oh, the Machal of Paschim, not that way, in Sif Tef. We have a right to Paschim, like the other Ramban, which is Shachs of the Tef. That's a good question. I once wrote something which I made a quick reference to twice, but no one picked up on it, so I was alright. But now I'm forced to say it, that what I once wrote, that maybe in fact the Kerf, if the Shach is right, and telling the Ramban and the Nekuda, that even if you go from New York or so on back, you pick up the earlier time, maybe we should follow the Ramban, even in the Nekuda against the Mechab of the Test of Perish. We are above the Malkum Kerf. The Shach didn't say, because all the Kerf should be Haba Hatalia. Unless you suggest, the Rosh thought it's Haba Hatalia, but the Ramban himself said it's not necessary, because the Ramban himself said, that if you started with them, it's a mile, you don't need Malkum Karab. You don't need Malkum Karab, so we can argue, you don't need Malkum Karab, you don't even need this idea of not having heard about it before, according to those who require it, have that requirement. The Rabban himself doesn't have. Now, if that doesn't confuse you, that's my assignment, I'll explain exactly what he said and what I said, and everybody's going to be glad. Okay, that's just from yesterday. Okay, that was the sugya again of the, of Gadol HaBay. Now, in the Sugya of Regel, a number of Ha'orahs, we went quickly after we read a fantastic Mitzvah, unbelievable, Simon Tezvav, Shekhar Zion, amazing. A couple of Ha'orahs emerged. Somebody asked me a question, what do you mean? How does it work out if we pass in the Halacha L'maisa that Avelis is the Rabbonon? So how are things going to work out? If the Simon is going with the assumption of Avelis is the Oraisa, at least Yom Rishon. So I explain as follows. This is just clarifying what we spoke about already yesterday. The Nativ is basically saying, look, this is day 3 and day 4, that's only the Rabbonim. Yeah, our mission makes a distinction between day 3 and day 4. And the Bryce, the Mishnah of Kedashim, also makes a distinction day 3 and day 4. Oh, that's the Rabbonim, the Keshitah. That Avel is the Rabbonim, and Simchus the Rabbonim. I think the Rabbonim. But they made distinctions, day 3, day 4, alright? Sinner, Farhesia, all these other Rabbanah think of distinctions. And the Rabbanah rejected the whole thing out of hand. As we passed in Shoachat, we don't offer 3 and 4, we don't offer Sinner, Farhesia, we don't offer anything. That's what the Sinner is playing the Rambam Sheep. But, although it's a Gvaldi explanation, of the Rambam, doesn't mean the whole world has to follow it. As the Nitziv says in it himself, what's going on in this Gemara? What do you call it? Halachas Kvuas. This Gemara is asking, though. Halachas Kvuas, which are found in the Ramban, and found in the Rosh, and found in the Shulchan Aruch. So what does that mean? They say, Avelis to Rabbanan, the quantum of anyway. Even Ladina. And it's asking the Regel, is even Ladina. I saw Achas. The fact that the Rabbanan doesn't force you to distinguish between 3 days and 4 days. You can say it's the Rabbanan and still say Shach has been up. One other direction that it's implausible. For 3 to 4 days, it's a derisa, it doesn't make sense. That's one of the points that I think someone asked me that question yesterday. Now, another horror from yesterday. After the Shir was over, there was an incredible chiddush to emerge in the discussion right after the Shir before Mincha. I don't know, someone asked me a question. I'm all right. I forgot all the questions were flying. Only asked me a question. It came out like this, everybody said. We said it here ourselves, yes, we call it the Vir Agro, the forensic Vir Agro, that the Ramban is against the famous Shachat and Mariv, that Avelis Shlosh and the low level of Avelis, you can be no good and Shabbat, you have no big deal. As we said, right? We called it from the Gro. Now I'm not so sure anymore. Because with the Tiferes Lamoshe, the incredible Gevaldik Tiferes Lamoshe from yesterday, which is Mefurish and Yerushalmi, there's black and white, there's no way out. Yerushalmi and the Halacha Aleph, there's no way out of it. that the Ninhugi Avelis which we have during Chol HaMoed are really Shivadik Avelis. Shivadik Ninhugi. Yesh Kapal Masayim Mona. Shloshim. And whatever, if you talk about it on the first week, you say it's Noach Shloshim. You can also call it Noach Shiva. You may recall, if we come back to this a little later, that we had a Shtickle Torah that maybe the other Yitzurim, such as Gius and etc., there is no din of Shiva. It's Shloshim. One to 30 identical. No difference whatsoever. Only by Giluach, so it might be a difference. It's based upon the Rambam, you know, if you remember. But no, these first of all, we're assumption. All these terms are divided into two parts. There's the Shiva, which is more common, and the Shloshim, which is less common. But and what's going over here? It's the Torah and the Shiva. Oh, so the Torah was here, the Torah is Shiva. You understand why there's a perhaps your problem, and the Rambam has to explain that 3.5 out of 5 fly in the whole business. But maybe the Rambam concedes that if something is a pure Shloshim problem, that you would agree with the Shach Nemarit. That's a Chiddush scenario which came out of the discussion after the Shir yesterday. Okay. Now, Rabotai, I'm ready to discuss a topic which is one more half of the Kuzah. If you look at that, the Tiferes Moshe, as it's quoted by the Divrei Sofim, he says, how come it is that if you have a Kvura before Yontif, for the regular all the Minyan Shloshim, you just got to say there is no Minyan Shloshim. Shloshim is not noig. He calls it Ramban. There isn't. It's too extreme. If Nikva Miragel, you know, Shloshim means you really know Shiva, in effect. If it's Nikva Miragel, you know, nothing. Pays very small dollars. If you know nothing, so why is it counted on Shloshim? For Shigamar? Nikva Miragel, it counts on Shloshim. The Yechalamai counts on Shloshim. The Furish. Fantastic. Says the Sefer, the Tiferes Moshe, well, quote, Kol She'eno Mapsik Ola. Not Mapsik, it automatically counts, he compares it to Shabbos. He compares it to Shabbos. But Shabbos is Ola, even without Nihugim. See here too. That's what he says. We'll have to think about it as maybe we have an alternative down the road. But I just wanted to bring that to your attention. Now, Halacha can make the Bola. That's the topic for the first part of today's year. We keep talking about it, but never really analyze it. Okay? So the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, he analyzes it. Okay, Kedaka. In Siman Shin Tzadichet, it's Klolim. The first cloud, the famous Bahag, we already saw it once before. It's in the Tosafot of Daled Amud Aleph, towards the bottom. The Bahag says that we only apply to Machlokas Tanoim and not Amoroim. What's going on? What's chat? Machlokas even Mahalokha, that's what the Bahag has accepted. It's the last Korban Nathanael from the very end of the Siman Sadi Rosh and Kot Mem, quotes the Machlokas Ladina. So what's chat? Why should it be this way? Doesn't say a word. He just says it. Kachaze. So before we give an analysis, we have to go a step further. In the Darkei Moshe, Simon Shin decided to cut maize and said, you know, halacha is there, we make it over, yeah, but not Yochid Keneged Rabin. Huh? What did you say? Did you learn about cutting your test of the day? You don't say Yochid Keneged Rabin. All the cases in Shas come out are Yochid Keneged Rabin. Right, we follow Rabbi Kiva, we follow here, we follow Rabbi Abashol. What do you mean? Till they fly him. What's the Ramah talking about? So, the Bir Alok is explaining, this is in the Machlokas HaTanoim. Machlokas HaTanoim. But the Machlokas HaPoskim. Although we have to kind of cloud, because there we are, Megill, but not Yochid Keneged Rabin. How did this emerge? Where did it all come from? Faith in it, where did it all come from? He says like this. These things shot. You know, this is the ultimate of Balabatish guy. The Be'alacha said the Pshat in the Bahag is simple. Shmuel said, Alacha can make of the other. Shmuel was a god of the Torah. He knew Kol HaTorah in his time, which means he knew about every single Machlokas Tanoim and Avelim. And Shmuel, the Chachmosel HaGadolah, when he says, Alacha can be made of the was making a simple, factual statement. And all the finite number of Machlokas and Avelim, which we find in Mishnayos, maybe in Brises, we pass by the Negev. So there's a finite number. 1, 2, 3, 4. How many times is the time of Shas? We'll count it up. I think it's found 4 places in Shas. 4 different machlokas, something like that. So Shmuel, who all 4, he passed the cool and all these 4 Shas and all these 4 sheep. We ourselves, who are faith low compared to Shmuel, we start hanging into his coattails. According to the Bahag, mind you, this is Halacha Megillah only meant in four cases. That's all it is. The four cases that Shmuel said it about. No more. That's the Bahag meant according to the Bir Lacha. There were four Machlokes, and those four, Shmuel decided that the Megillah win. That's it. You have no right to strap that accused there. That's the Bahag. Machlokes. That's not right. The Shmuel saw those four Machlokes, and he passed them the cool in all of them, and that's the end of the story. It doesn't go beyond. Those both posts were against the Bahag. And they say we learned from Shmuel. What did we learn? That even the Machlokes Amaroyim, Machlokes HaPoskim, since Shmuel was such a maker, and he had such a grandiose statement, Halacha Kemekel, but I didn't say Halacha Kemekel, this a case A, B, C, and D. So although we have no right to extrapolate from Shmuel's pronouncement, which is follow even a Yochid Keneged Rabin in any of the Machlokes HaPoskim or Amaroyim, that's why we can't, no right to go. We do feel from Shmuel's statement as an Atiyah Lahokil in Ilchot Avel. So therefore, in any Machloikis, when it's not Yachas Keneged Rabim, we will Paskin Lekula. I asked me a Kasha, but it's going to wrong Paskin, my Bailiff is Rabbonon, so we Paskin Lekula anyway. Take it Rabbonon Lekula, so it's Yalach of the Tev. If you listen to Taz and Arachayim, I and Alice and Dal, we only say, take it Rabbonon Lekula when we're stuck. Shachas Chak, or Tzniyevet, when it comes to Ovel, we're Megal even Lechatzkila. Ad Kan, the Svara of the Sefer Bir Halacha, and Simon Shin Sadi Ches. That's his mahal. And he quotes the Zakan Aaron. Zakan Aaron, I think it's about Balkan. Oh, that's the Aaron Balkan. Tremendous house of Pinsk. Pinskarov. He had a son, Shmuel Balkan, of the Kew Garden. He has a grandson, I think, of Moshe Balkan, of the Kew Garden. He has a Tamid HaKham. There's one of the things in Eretz Yisrael. The Kelim is right, an Aden by him, right? Isn't there, I think, one in Eretz Yisrael too? I think of Chaim, maybe? I think so. He won't get to my house, I think. And it's been Tamil Kof. So he writes like this. It's a quote in the Sefer Bir Halacha. Only by Tanoim, Shelibon Kepiskol Shalulam, Mar Erevin. The Tanoim, they're hard to open like the opening of a major hall. So then he passes to make. What does it mean? How big his heart is? What has the effect? What's going on? So I told that Rav Shech the Shlita writes in the state of the Ikve Atzon, page Kuf Gimel. It means along those lines. Called the Rashi Ktubis. And that's the Vav. You don't say Elu Elu Dima Lekim Chaim unless they're spoken according to their own, and they have two independent opinions. But it's what the Tochiyam Arad. What's Tochiyam Arad? What kind of Dima Lekim Chaim? One's a Meshaker, Rashi Ktubis. You don't mean Meshaker. He's making a mistake. Making a mistake. You can't say others are making a mistake. Not shy. Shech Shlita suggested that Tanoim, they're the mamish, the kadmoinim, the kadmoinim, they're arguing what did Hashem tell Moshe and Sinai. There's no machitis. They go right to the top. They're machoch the libidin of shy. Amoroim, by and large, what Rav Meir meant this, Rav Yudah meant this, and therefore, so you may not necessarily say in all these cases, Elu Veilu. And maybe you wouldn't say in his case the Lachim make a level for the same reason. Because it's not, when it's Elu of Elu, it's too independent of what I call a struggle to Moshe. Or what would it be, either I call a struggle to Moshe, or let's go fight it. Moshe Tikkin the Yisrael, Shimon Sinei Avelu. Shimon Sinei Avelu. So what did Moshe Tikkin? When you want to know what Moshe Avelu said, that's not a Machloikis in Haliba, that he killed it out of toe. It goes back to Moshe Avelu. That's not what the Rashi meant. When they say, what did Rav Tzvoni mean or Rav Avoni mean, that's where we say one of them is a mistake, and therefore you cannot apply other than the Kamchayim, and therefore you cannot apply Allah can make a bubble in such a grim. Maybe that's exactly what the Zakan Aaron meant. I don't know. People call it speaking to the Enikel or grandson in law from West Hempstead. You ask him, what does the Zakan Aaron mean? And then you tell what the Ikhir Tzvoni asked him if the Zakan Aaron is going to mean the same thing. They get back to him. Okay, Aaron. Okay. So West Hempstead, a chevra from over here. Okay, good. Shai. He says that Klal, if you have a raya, Lakumra, we don't say Kamek Lababu. Proof, everything we learned this whole year. We should have stopped the first day. The first day we should have stopped, say every Machlekes that exists, we always follow Lakumra. What are we doing here all day? Sarah says, if you have every place, you have a raya Lakumra, you go Lakumra. Then he goes to Chuvas Maimonides. Simin Chof. There's one little paragraph. Oh. The Chuvas Maimonides and Simin Chof, he says an amazing idea. Ooh, almost counterintuitive. Backwards from what we would assume. So in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, The din is halacha kedibri amekel to avel only in avelus of shiva, and not beyond. Lo shach amekel to avel ela kol shiva. Balzeh who may via bechol makom. Who the baki b'shach? We're the four places with halacha kedibri amekel. Where is it? Where we have it? Abishol. That's in the pashut in the seventh day. The pashut. I question about the shloshim. It's a good question. What about, no? What about shloshim? Hey, what did he kept the whole day 30? What did he do to this man? He kept 30 days in Ganshin until Shkia? Yes? What did he kept? Huh? More than the Chalam HaBashar, I'll be on shloshim? Baruch Hashem. Okay. So we're all right. Good. Let's discuss that. Okay, good. Thank you, Ali. Good. Well, that's okay. What else? What else? What else? Nails? That's the best of the shiva? You want to look at the level there too?
Yeah.
After the shiva? Mm-hmm. What's after that? He quotes it over here. Hold on. 1 minute. Shabbat Rishona. How long can make it? 1 second. When? What's that? Chabalos? Yud Ches? Number Aleph? What's there? Oh, you're talking about the fingernails. Oh, back to the fingernails. I'm sorry. What's there? Where's the Gemara? Halacha k'divrei Rav Yossi b'mod over Avil. What's Rav Yossi fighting about? We didn't shiver, no? I think so. Yeah, we didn't shiver. We're okay. That's okay. What about Chabal? What about that case? Does the Gemara say halacha k'divrei? What's Chabgimel? What's that? Chabgimel. The Gemara say that expression over there? No. Not there. Adarabba, if he's the right Haked, not there. You're a Pesach L'machnu. Why I love to make a bubble? Because it's beyond the first week. What are you guys? Where else is it found? Shmuah. By Shmuah, no? Isn't my quote the Tanah by Shmuah Rechoka? Am I correct? By the Kivin Rabban? Who knows Noid Katnir? They're the high school bachim. They're the guys with the ringers. You're supposed to know all these things. There's no more by Shmuah Rechoka called. Of course, where's that? Here it is. Shmur Chokah requires 7 or 30 days. And we pass that consent to Rabbi Kiva the Yachid. Again, that's a machlokes. That's a machlokes primarily within Shiva. Right? Which is a machlokes within Shiva. Man, why? What is it? The Shmur Chokah keep Shiva or doesn't it keep Shiva? According to the Chachamim, you keep Shiva and Shloshes. 1 second! And according to what the Rabbi Kiva, you know, we pass the Rabbi Kiva up to the Nekah Bava. You want to know, what about the Shloshim take apart? Because it's already knocked off at the point, at Shiva, but then you can't go to Shloshim. But if you're not looking beyond Shiva, not to get a Shiva, only to get a Shloshim, he insists, you go to Shloshim, you can't disprove him, he's a Rishon. You can't disprove him, you're going to get more a shot, you're going to find the Gemara against the Shuvah's right. What do you think? You're joking over here? What are you kidding me? Come on, Rabbi, don't even think about it. But the question is, till they fly, why should it be so? It's counterintuitive. Not again. Shas, Khalil of Achas. Okay, so what's the Shas? What's the Hezbrad of it? No? What's the Hezbrad of it? Yeah. I only remember what it's called. Hopefully, you have to look at the Mishra of Shas. Where else is it found? Let's make a level. Let's take a look. What does it say? You Zion and where? Halacha to make a bubble. Here we go. You test. Oh, an Erevin. What's an Erevin? It's one of these maplakas too. It's the Shum. Look in the test. Tells you where else to sound a shot. Where else to sound a shot? Erevin. You test of a days. You saw Chav Beis. What's Chav Beis? What's Chav Vav? And the Chorus of Chulim. What's Chav Vav? Oh, you don't say. What's Chav Beis? Huh? A Dal Gemara, we just said, no? About the Dal Abayas, something like that. That's also okay. Right, that's Dal Abayas. That's also okay. The only problem you have so far is what?
Chayr.
What does they have to chayr?
No!
That's a different shloshim. That's a shloshim of a nefer. That's not shloshim, shloshim of a veil. Okay. You can't argue with the Rishonim. Don't get me confused. Rishonim always wins. Finish. I just explained what shot in the Rishonim is a plan. So if you only want to know what shot in the Rishonim, the hate of the Gerishim, what did he mean? It's too much time on you. I have a shot. There's a question. If Avelis is a Raisa, halacha can make us other? What do you say? If Avelis is a Raisa, halacha can make us other, yes or no? The Ramban says no. Who says yes? The Ramban. Because the Tosfos is a Beferish number. You know that I started with Tosfos that are Beferish. That you even say by the Raisa. It says it somewhere. I can't forget. I'm not remembering right now. It says it somewhere before. You by the way, it's an Arabic. Maybe it's there. How can it be for the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Tamach Dal? I keep quoting it. He becomes a The Minchas Chinuch says like this. Look, where the Rambam get Avel to rise from? We know it's the real truth. Lo Yitama. Lo Yitama. Right? Koyan is the Tama to amaze. Is a Kohen Matana to a Suffolk Nato? Who's a Kohen here? The Shalom Meshiv. Gone. Is a Kohen. So new? Is a Kohen Matana to a Suffolk Nato? Yes or no? Lo Yitama. Vadai Velo Suffolk. And the Ramban invokes that in Torah Sodom and Nato to make a look at the remake of the Ovil. She's tupling what he said day one or not. If it would be the right. So close to the Kohen. Yes or no? Zogi Chazoy. We had a Yisod already. Well, like I saw that a few weeks ago. Shiva going to the Rambam is an extension of day one. It's right to the Beferish. Whatever the Tzaraas of day one, Chazal has of day seven. So if it's there, it's a cost of Lo Yitama, Vadei Velo Sofek. So if it tells you that Avela is the first day of the Raisa, it's not applied by a Sofek case. From the Mela, we extend it to all Machlokes within Shiva, because it's basically an extension of day one. So that's why in all Shiva Dika Machlekes we pass from the Kula, that's what Shiva's time. But the Machlekes and Shloshim has nothing to do whatsoever with the extension of day one. No one said extension of day one for Haraya. The 11 Yisurim of Shiva on the fly after day 7. Only 5 other Yisurim. The Nailah says, some of Machlekes can call it a Kula. No problem. Let's do a make a bubble. Yes, honey. Correct. I'm only saying, I'm on my chest, the only based on my understanding of the Rambam. I agree. I don't know. I can't answer that question. I don't know. I'm saying, according to my chat, right? According to my chat in, the Ramban is the Farish against this. Tani. Ramban, we already spoke about it. The Ramban holds the page, raise it up. You can look it up. That your mission is the right, so you don't say, look, Kamekul. And the page Kuf Tamek Tarichet, he says, that you are making Bishloshim. That's the case we had about the marrying the three regalim, all back and forth. The Rabban is against it for sure. I'm projecting that maybe the Shuvah's man is like the Rambam. Tani, yes, usually the Chachmi Ashkel, don't go with the Rambam. I can't answer that question. I'm just making a suggestion. If you have a better suggestion as to why Shuvah's man is Shiva, I'm happy to take it. I'm responding if they want to answer a different track. No, it's not yet. Maybe tomorrow, so I'm starting to do that. I don't know. The Ravid held that all things that the right was in Shloshim, only Gilua. Only Gilua. Give us all my Gilua over here. I wouldn't work. Okay. Right. Now, next cloud. There's another Ramban, Rabosa. Okay, thank you. There's another Ramban. The Ramban can be found. Everyone should look it up if you haven't. It's worth seeing inside. Page Kuf, page Dalet A. It's not in the current Maromakomus, but the Maromakomus, the first sheet. I think that was the first one, if I'm not mistaken, or the first or second. Kuf, page Dalet A. It's one line, which he spoke about in a different context, and it's brought up here in his clothing. Look at this. The Machlek, as we saw the Gemara later on, called Zayna Manala. What do you do with this Darvish story? What's Tutmin? Are you Martir Karbita Vinofa Me'elov or Zokfa Minatan? What do you do? Martir Pasek Rashbag says Martir Karbita Vinofa. Velo Sagile Biskifa Latan. the Ramban, the last one, Kufay Dalat. The Afal Gav, the Kaimun, Aloch, and Gudir, we are make of the Avel. Haslukta la Kumra, the Kula, the Avel, he. It's all taught how to read this. I read this phrase, I'll repeat it twice. La Kumra, the Kula, the Avel, he. Again, la, the first one on page Kufay. La Kumra, the Kula, the Avel, he. Ella, the Inyan, I should say, the typo. The Inyan, the Dagish Kufay, he. The Mars of Ahochi, Mitzvahit Tzvei, the Kipui, who Mars of Ahochi. Again, a typo. Look at the green Ramban on the page Mem Zayin, the Marava edition. What does it mean? What do the words mean? I'll tell you what I think the words mean. I think, my chat, is that, what do you mean? Everyone's a Machmir. You call me a maker? And that's fashionable in Tufshin and Tet to be a maker. I'm a Machmir. I insist that you do the Tfiyah as Hadarvish this way. And I insist we done this way. I think Yoy is no good, you think Mother is no good. This is fashionable. That's the Machlokes, that's the name of them. Everyone's a Machmir. I get that lucky to be a maker. Everyone holds it. Everyone's no good. You gotta take a stand. That's why I've shot in the Ramban. So if I'm right, what's the Dogger's cause of? I read this key phrase. Lav Chumra Vakula Diavali. What's the Dogger's cause of? What word? Chumra Vakula. That's what I think of Shabbat. But the Dibre Sofer, he says, no. Lav Chumra Vakula Diavali. There's not a Chumra Vakula in Hilchus Aveli. He said that whole mitzvah, a whole new pattern. As in some machlokes, as in some other area of halacha, maybe we shouldn't apply halacha to make one when it's relevant to avil. Yeah, I'm sorry. Do you think I'm right?
No,
I'm saying. Binyana the dagas kufi the marz of a hachi mitzvah is fed the kibbutz marz of other avil. It's not a chumra v'kula. It's a chumra v'chumra. The other within the Dagesh, which is each one is not the one and the other one. That's how I understood it. Anyway, the two ways of understanding, I give great cover to those who have different understandings of myself, especially the sages of different stuff, which is a mwah. This is one of the 1% I don't agree with. I keep saying 99% of the sages I agree with. But 1%, I don't argue. Okay? Okay. He himself is cautious against it from other places in Poskim. Take a look, for example, in Simon Shin Tzadi Zayin. This is not we never look at. It's one line of Shin Tzadi Zayin. What does it say there? Okay. Ashayla, is the person dead? Is he not dead? Right? We don't know when he died. There's a taz about it. The whole story over here is the Karnalim. In the middle of that whole discussion, there's a question of whether you rely on certain amonis, and if the Machlokes can call it Tarakulam. But Goyimus is different too much. Not about Machlokes different from Melus. Machlokes elsewhere. And yet, the Pesukim say that we apply the Kula from elsewhere to Melus based on the Lachlan Remek of the other. So the Tazim to say it's a Tatan Aleph. So he has a cash against his Ramban. What's the answer? Ramban doesn't know if it's rent for this, my child. Ramban doesn't do this at all. Now, truth to tell, this is an old story. In the Mishmeres Shalom, Oth Hey, Sittis Kes, he says, I'm sorry for this way. Ramban and no Ramban. Some service in the Kiddush. It's only to make up the other words and Machlokes and Avela, times and Machlokes elsewhere. The Lechem Mishnah, Terek Aleph Alocha Ches, is the Seir Shaker. That's your case, of course. That's the case of Shulman Nesful. That's what the Lechem Mishnah says for. And I think he's right. Ramban doesn't do that. Canaan and Nirali. Right. Now, look at the Torah. It's called Dalid Ombud Aleph, the Ramasal Halacha. Very, very important. Very important. What does it say? Halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel, the machlokas atanoim, right? The three of machlokas atanoim, what do you do with Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, and our Mishnah. Some person says that. Tema, namashu halacha k'divrei Meikel be'ovel, am I itzrich l'mifsik halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel? Why bother? Why bother? You're wasting your breath. V'yesh lomar, the chumra namihi, v'yim kavro samach l'chashecha, v'lo hoya lo shoa achas l'inan go avelus, or Kavru Nochem Biyomtiv, or Shema Shemua Krova Biyomtiv, Imen Kirigolim, Enem Olim in the Shiva. Imen Kishabbat Olim. Oh, you're better off being like Shabbat. What do you see from this type? What do you see from this type? You can cut both ways. Nah, right? You had it not said Rabbi Gamliel, we would have cut both ways. We'd cut it like Rabbi Gamliel when it's convenient for us, And that Kabbalism and the Chacham is coming in for us. Till they plunge, you cut both ways. Before the Tyson. Ha ha! It comes up Levi's. It came up in my favor. The Post can talk, I'll get to it soon. But Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, is no avail. Because it's Man Korban, or Zeruah, right? Gevaldik, yeah? Gevaldik, unless you make a Levi'a, Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. Then, if you say there's no avail, what are you looking at? 7 days, 7 days, 8 days from now. Oy. So we say all of a sudden, we change our tune. You want there should be avail, Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. No! With the Tyson, you can cut both ways. Okay? Oh. Maybe not. But the says it be alocha, but the kind of steer of Minei Uvei? That's not. Minei Uvei, 1 second time. A steer of Minei Uvei? That is impossible. I mentioned from Moshe Soloveitchik that it is possible. It is possible. And he passed in the way of Machlezes in the Tziv and Rebbe Foil. And it's in the Beferish Ramban, Rav Shech, the Shalit, as in the Ikmei Atzon, page, Reish Tamach Aleph. The Ramban on page Reish Chof Beis. The Ramban on page Reish Chof Beis in Torah to Adam is discussing the question of Yom Tov Sheni. We pass the halacha Shulchan Aruch that if someone was buried on Chol HaMoed, what about Yom Tov Sheni Simchas Torah and Shul Pesach? It's a strange din. You don't do anything, but it counts towards Shiva. What kind of business is this? What's making the Yom? What's making the Yomai? Says we cut both ways. But it counts for doing anything. No. Maybe it's Yotzeh, don't do anything. And when the day is over, oops, maybe it was cold. That's our Shepherd speak before it's out. So before it's your own body, cut both ways. That's a truly based on Moshe Soloveitchik. Yes, Chaim, I'm sorry. I don't hear a word you're saying. We wouldn't have known which way to go. I'd love to make a go. What do you mean? Oh, that's what I mean. Wow. Maybe. We would have left and kept no cooler. You're saying it's a carrot. So you're saying, but you're saying a chidish neira. So whenever the machlokes has annoying, and each corner can have a case of a cooler, we knock out the whole pile and make a level. What do you think? Not so you're saying we don't know, but you're saying that's a chiddush neira. That's kemat nashak. Maybe I can't disprove it from the words of Tosafot himself. Maybe from Shas it's disproved. Could be. We go through the four cases and see if we can disprove what Chaim says. And Rabbi Simon can disprove it for us and then save the day. Okay, I'm going to use the same divrei itself. Rabotei, with this we conclude this tour of Alach Kamek of Avon. We return to Daf Kof Amud Aleph. Where the Gemara says, Kiyum Tfiyas Hamita, either 3 days, or one hour, so then Yontif knocks off the whole regal. Correct? Take a look now in the Rosh Simin Chof Hei. Please. In the Rosh Simin Chof Hei. The Rosh Simin Chof Hei. Lock the Rosh. Kotzav Arayva Zal. Kotzav Arayva, Nira Lee, was done at the fourth line, page 68. With the Kotani Ki Ay Lishna, with the Kotani Lishna Masnit, and the Kovet Meso Shlov Shiyom Kodom Aregel, the Kotani Ki Ay, Shmai Me Rabbi Inan Ki Yim Avelos Kodom Aregel, Shim Lo Ki Yim Avelos Kodom Aregel, Shoge Omezis, Eid Regel Masiko. Why? Shlo Ye Chote Niskar. Ooh, Chote Niskar. Chote Niska. Interesting expression. Chote Niska. Let's finish before we go to other sources. Uminei alfinan, the chol avil, shol nog avilu tov zayin, she yashin avilu tov shloshin. Kriya, a different story. This is what the famous Rosh says. Okay? Chote Niska. So the divrei sofrim in Simon Shin Sadi test of cotton. Test, I believe it is says. Oh, only a choyte. A choyte for mazes. A choyte for shoygeg. Why is it honest? Maybe not. What do you think about that? Did you learn that way too? Or choyte this is lavdav? Pasha is a zavka. Pasha. Now hold on. Let's take a look. Rabbi, say, open up. Everyone open the Shulchan Aruch. Everybody has a Shulchan Aruch. Shin, Sadi, Tes, Shif, Al. You must open. Yes, I. Yeah. And what does that prove? To be even honest. Arya is saying that Minayin and Chol Avil, where they doesn't use the word Shogeg Gamezid, Dam, no, even if it would be an honest perhaps. Perhaps, Arya, not a bad Raya. I can't take the Raya Brewer. Sure, not a Raya Brewer. But maybe. Maybe. Maybe it's a Raya. Okay? And I'd like it maybe, or it's fine if the Raya one direction or the other. What the Rush meant, did he mean only to Kote Nisker? Or the Arya suggested? Maybe he means in all cases. I'm not sure myself. If you have an answer, I'll take it from anybody. But I don't have it so far. Shin Sadi Tez, if Aleph. Everybody open up. Zok the Heilige Mechaber. Zok the Heilige Mechaber. The first wide line. Avalim Shoga go hazed lo noag avelus ho shahoya karav lechashecha lo hoya yachal linog ain a regal mevatel avelus. I have a question. Karav lechashecha? I want to maybe do right now. I want to experiment here in this room. How long does it take? Kick off your shoes. You need an Olympic clock. A color war. Color war. They asked when shall color war today. Mama's took for Shloshi Yom of color war. We know about 3 days. We think 3 days comes from. There's a lot of figures here. The Mishnah is 3 days, and the color war comes from. So we get a ref, sit there with his watch. How long does it take to kick off your shoes? What do you say? A second? 2 seconds. Tariq, I'm late, it's like 5, I don't know, 10. What do you mean? How close is close? You can't drive off Evers. This is what's going on over here. What type of shot? Hello, double. No, what's going on over here? Look at the Birka Yosef, please. When I enter the seat. The Birka Yosef says, Hainuk Shepal, this show, but Ben Ashmoshes. Oh. Ben Ashmoshes. Ben Ashmoshes. Oh, this man of Tosefet. Shemotisim is called a coach. Oh, Tosefet Shah. He already said Bochu. He already, Chveis, whatever. He said Mizmashir, whatever he said. He was Kabbal Shabbat, and he made Kiddush. Whatever he did. So writes the Birka Yosef. Let's go on. Ava Ba'ova. Oh, Sabar the Mutter. Someone told him you're allowed to keep Avelis and Ben Ashmash during Tyson Shabbos. But no one says Avelis. Nifter me Avelis. Whee! Once he did it, he did it. What's Pshat? So the Amek Dover and the Ritzotan says that Ben Ashmash is not considered a day by itself. Unless you actually did Avelis. If you performed Avelis and Ben Ashmash, you really shouldn't have done. Then we'll treat it as an Erev Yosef. But if you didn't do Avelis, we don't treat it as Erev Yosef. Otherwise, if you didn't do Avelis, it shouldn't make a difference. Because you couldn't help it. What'll happen in Zipra Shaila? B'chol. What happened B'chol? None do Yosef. It happens Kaseda. They run to the cemetery in the wintertime. They're running. 4 o'clock the cemetery closes. They come huffing and puffing. A minute to four. Let us in. Okay, let them in. And they're digging and digging and digging, and they finish digging. Oh, it's 20 to 5. Covered. Tussam Agola, 20 to 5. The sunset is 4:30. Imagine, this happened on a Sunday. When did they get up? Shabbos or the next Sunday? Mahadin. Who? What did you say? Correct. Based on the loch kamekel or some spin thereof, the post of Chokhmah Sodom says, you get up Shabbat. Then they count. Why? Because Ben Hashemosh is one of those questions we can never resolve. So the right to be mekel that the assumed that 20 to 5 is still yom for this purpose. Pasuk say. It's only true if at 20 to 5, they took off their shoes. But if they didn't, it doesn't count. Why not? I told you a case yesterday. Someone flew in from Florida to New York, didn't do anything about Avelis, and we say they count anyway, before Shem Mechabesh and Sadi Bavay. The terrace is, there she found out about the Avelis at 12 o'clock noon. So she should have done Avelis then, and she didn't do it until 9 o'clock at night, when the guy was already pitch black. So, Jill's going to be mixed with Sayyamim. But if you only, the Avelis only potentially begins about Hashemash, if you want it to count out today, you got to actually do Avelis. So that's a compromise. I don't understand exactly why it should be so. That's suggested by the Sefer Divrei Tzof. Memela, an Erev Yontif. Similarly, if you're noidik ben Hashemoshes, regal mapsis. If not, not. Ben Hashemoshes, if you don't do anything, if a nurse takes over, we'll just throw it in. And you don't do a thing, we'll throw it in the next day. Ben Hashemoshes, no independent maimus. Let's just do something. If you do something, you're establishing it as a tzadach of vort, so it gets counted for the previous day. If you do nothing, we'll let it belong to the next day, and then it's already too late. You have to cancel it, and it won't count for one of the 7 days of Shavuot either, even if it's in the middle of a kid's life. Yeah. Oh. Fine. Now, if you'll say we're talking about Tosfos Yontif, we understand very well. But look over here. It says over here, Avon Shogag al Hazid of Lonog Avelis. Oh! Shekorav Lachashek of Lohoye Yocholinas, Ein Aregon Mavatal Avelis. Talking about Tosfos Yontif, you understand? It's really Yontif, right? Like Big Bubba Regan. But, the expression of Korav Lachashekha, well, in the Berger Yosef, Sabach Lachashekha, what do you mean? Oshiyoda Adin, She'ein Lithabel Sabach Lachashekha. What does that mean? Is it Ben Hashmash or is it before Ben Hashmash? If it's before Ben Hashmash, why can't they kick off your shoes? What's wrong? 2 minutes before you have to kick off your shoes and then be my vehicle, knock off the whole shiva. I just don't understand exactly the word Sabach. What do you mean? Ben Hashmash is already. You already said that before. Hanksha Balisho Ben Hashmash, Oz Mato Sefes. Oh, the third possibility, some of the Hashem. What's the third? I don't know what he's talking about. What's the third possibility? Leo Dea. There's three cases. So seven I understand. Ben Hashemosh understand. What's the third case? Some of the Hashem. That's the Nayan and the Birka Yosef, or the source of the quote. Okay. The Chokhma Sodom and Matsevis Moshe in the test is Makil. If he's Nikwa Ben Hashemosh, it works the whole. It's Masnik Ber Yosef. Even if he was not Noreg Avel. Even if he's not knowing Avil, how can that be? Why? If the answer is, he's an honest. The Chaytiniska story, he's an honest. If he came to the Rav, Rav told him, you dare do Avil. It's a suffix, it's taste of Sukkot, Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Don't you dare. But then he'll say, Rebbe, I should sit the whole week, I should miss out some work, that's a week now. No, because the fact that you're not keeping Avelis now, even though it's a 50-50 chance it's still Yom, is if you're honest, I'll pee at Dibur. Who's Dibur? My Dibur. I told you you can't do it. I'm the rabbi. I'm telling you you can't do it. Even though it's a 50-50. So it's a strange thing. He's an honest. Honest, I'll pee at Dibur. Honest, I'll pee at Chomim. That's, I think, the Pshat and the Chokhmah Sodom. Meridik. Now, if he's an honest, in fact, if he's an honest, then why is it Pshat and Mechaber? What's the Mechaber? No. The Mechaber is talking about Tosfos Yontif only. Tosfos Yontif is like a full Yontif for you. Now it's like Tikva Beregel Taka. But if Ben HaShemosh goes to the Chokhmah Sodom, you don't do Avelis and it's still not enough to knock off the Shiva for you. Because you're honest, Hapi Adibur. That's my Pshat and Matevah Tumash and Simenset. Yes, Tanya, you got a question.
You said that in the answer to the Avelis during
according to the Divrei Tzof, according to the Chokhmah Sodom, you don't have to do anything, it still counts. In Ben Hashemosh.
If the reason is,
the Ben Hashemosh,
then
it's the other Chokhmah. Why not? We do. We do, we do, we do.
Even
if it's the same question,
whether the guy
can get on the bed with a peel. No. That's not a suffering hilchos. Hey, look. It's a suffering hilchos what? No. You're starting up in another area of halacha. What's that? Hilchos what? Yontif. Yontif is Popeye. There's no halacha to make up a yontif. No. You can't set up a yontif. I'm coming in. I love my Rebbe. Hello, Mr. Yontif. Rabbi Yontif, my Rebbe says, Halach the Rebbe Kabbalah, I'm going to make Avela for you. What are you going to start up with me? I'm Yontif, you can't start up with me. So he says, he did, he shouldn't have done it, they did it, all right, but he wasn't, well, you can't, Rabbi can't tell him to do it. Okay. The question of honor is Yontif already. What is the Kabbalah Rebbe? It's also an honor. Right, that's what I'm suggesting, right. So says if Yontif, it's a red, no, it's not a Yontif. No topic anymore. Not a Yontif. Yes. Wah, wah. Good, good. Who was what, Mem Zion, some of that? We'll talk about Kelvin about this. Khan Arab. Unbelievable. I'll tell you to show up if I can. We'll rely on the places in Suvis. Halacha make a bavel. No. I felt no Popeye again. We're running into Yontif now. Halacha make a bavel. Halacha make a bavel. But no, we can still say it. We'll say, look, I want to do Avel. The rabbi won't let me. Because the rabbi doesn't know the place of Suvis. So don't bother. Don't give me your love to Suvis. Don't talk to Suvis. The rabbi's not going to let me do it. But really, I want to say that maybe Tosfos Tzubos is right, and if Tosfos Tzubos is right, I could have done a Avelus test. Not Vada Yontif Shlagabi. There's no Simcha. Yeah, I think he's right again. I think it's according to the Tosfos. It should come out that Tosfos Tzubos is held kept in consideration. That even Tosfos Tzubos is should have not got the Avelus. The same with the score as the Chokhmah Sanas Ben HaShmosh. You don't do it, but you're an honest. Jeez. Wow, see? Any base man is still Chiddush. Terrific. Terrific. No, what do you hear? Marvelous, no? What does the Scan show the Mesh say about this? Why isn't he right? Does he doesn't have your title? He might be right anyway. He's a shoyl. He's a shoyl. You're the Mesh. Because I claim, if you look to make a bubble, even a machlok is not an epithet, like with a Mishnah. Not like the, I'm sorry, because a machlok is a posthum will assume is a person who is correct or incorrect. The Tumah of Mechaba holds this incorrect. But for on a day, it's not a Shidu Tzchuyot, that is correct. So therefore, if it's correct, I could have done Avelus now, and I could have been knocked, and it could have been knocked open, you have to start it proper. There's no simple terms, I could have done Avelus. Also, I said the Rabbim, there's no answer to the Rabbim yet. So I could have proven Avelus. If I had a proven Avelus then, presumably when Shkia came, it would knock off my Avelus and Shiv. I'm assuming. Maybe you can argue that Nakuda. That's a different Nakuda. Here's Tani's saying it. He's a Takamation. The Mation says that once in Mechaba till Sefer Yontif, that's the beginning of your Yontif, then there's no way for Yontif to knock it off. I don't think you're right, though, Mesha. Because if the whole bar is Simcha, and there's no Simcha yet, you never meant it. I'm just saying, Shas and Mesha. Oh, Mesha time. Mesha Zofa. What does he say? Quick. We have a Mesha Zofa here. Bring it to Rabbi Simon. That's the same one we did in Shia? Or the second half of that same one? Chelik Bey, Simon, Ayan Bey. Where is it? Well, give it to Rabbi Simon. Quick. No, Rabbi said, where is it? There's a nation cover. Oh. No? Okay, tomorrow we'll start the Shia Rabbi Simon's third Ha'orah in the nation cover. Every Shia is a Chazak already. So Rabbi Simon says, okay, Baruch Hashem. Let's go. Rabbi said, Weiter. Now, listen carefully. There's an amazing Chiddush that I don't accept, but I just want to show it to you, tell it to you. That the Divrei Sofer quotes in Shin Sadi Tesis Kotni Asim is Teferis L'Moshe. We loved what he said yesterday, right? So we're not allowed to do everything. He says a Chiddush Neuro. What will happen if somebody was not Noeg Avelus before the Regel, and Regel is not Masim? Still, he says, it's all the Minyan Shiva. someone before Shavuot, for example, not much before Shavuot came the Kvura, and he just didn't bother doing any Avelos until Shavuot started. It's a Chorah Shogig amazing, whatever it was. So Shavuot does not knock off his Shiva. Abba Pekan's up there, Shavuot counts for 7 days. As I state in the Teferet Lamosha. With this, the Eloi Teferet Lamosha is a genius. Who is it? What's his name? Everything he says is so full of genius. Rabbi Kirei, of course, he must be a super genius. He wants to enter Pesach Kasha, which is a genius Kasha. The famous Kasha we'll get to later. Everyone knows this Kasha. Luke, my high school fellow, he must not take it by heart, hold the 5 Terutim. It says, Rosh Hashanah knocks off Shiva. Yom Kippur knocks off Shlosh. So why does the Gemara say, Rosh Hashanah counts for 7 days? It's completely irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Right? What's knocking 7 days? It's not going to mean that we're going to knock it off anyway, comes on Erev Yom Kippur. Famous Kasha Terutim comes out. So a bad term? Here's the case. The case is like this. Someone died 7 days before Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Rosh Hashanah counts for 7 days. Yom Kippur counts for 7 days. 2 days after Yom Kippur counts, some total. And therefore, even if he didn't have any avelas, he didn't do anything, after what? Again. Let's chazer again. 7 days before Yom Hashanah, and Yom Hashanah 7 days is 14, and the Teretz Yom Teshuva, and Yom Kippur itself, not for 7, he's talking about 28, 2 more days, the 30 is considered up, and therefore he can no longer make up his avelos. So the Rebbe says, you can make up his shloshim, it's over. That's what the Teretz Lamash suggests. Even if he didn't do any avelos, but it doesn't make a difference, it counts for 7 days. That's what he says. Pashtus is not that way. Tosfos holds not that way. And Pashtus holds the same way. It's not mafsik. It's not mafsik. If he didn't do anything, so too it's not counting 7 days either. That's the Pashup shot. Okay. If he wakes, comes to the road at the right time, whatever it may be, he'll save himself that shiva. Oh, excellent. What if it got mezalz on the whole ship? The lesson of the rush was if it's mezalz on the mix of tayamim. What do we see over here? Come on, Rabbos, what do we see? Didn't we read it together? I lost. When we know in the chol avel, shlo nog avelus of zayin and shiash. No. That we didn't do avelus at all. That's the rush according to Ravid here in Simin Chav Hey. What happened if he kept part of ship? That's the mechaber. Shin tari vav bay. We were there yesterday already. The source for this is not a Ravid, it's a Tshuva Sarosh in the Beit Yosef. The Tshuva Sarosh, the source of that din, you kept some of Shiva and all of Shiva, it's enough. If you kept nothing, that's the Rosh here. Two things result about that. One is, in the Rosh, you kept nothing, that Avelis Regal won't knock it off. And two, if you kept nothing, you gotta make up the shiva from scratch. And then from day 12 till 18, that's when you woke up. Right? Oh, fine. Those two dinim, in effect, follow each other. Fine. The Ramban, according to the Mesophim, argues on this rush. Why? If you look at page Reish Tet Zayin, everyone has a look inside. Reish Tet Zion. On page Reish Tet Zion, the Ramban says, because of Arivin, he says, Beit Din HaGemara, but the Rush quotes. But then he says, also Arav Zal Zavazek in his Dorim, the Tanya, Kishanada ben Nazir, Rav Al Nazir Usain, is talking about Shiyin of Yisra Biyam, Kishanag ben Heter. Kiyanam Shoshen. He said, take that line and derive it, the Ramban, literally, as you understood, derive it, even if you miss a few days, you have to make it up. Against the Tshuva Sarosh. All right. Could be. Now, what's the Pshar Rabotai? Isn't the Ramban right? I don't understand. If Chosei Nisker should be taken literally, and the whole idea of the Rosh is Chosei Nisker, so, if a guy doesn't keep the whole 7 days, or in the case of Erev Yom, it doesn't keep the whole 7 hours that he has to keep available. Then we throw the book at him. Oh, Chosei Nisker, Rega won't knock it off. You got to keep staying 12 to 18. Rude. The guy's a wise guy. He heard something from some rabbi somewhere, some shiva, the Minchla Mayrim, that you get away with murder. So instead of keeping 7, he keeps 1 day. He comes to the rabbi, what do I do now? I kept 2 hours of Avelis because it was convenient for me, because I didn't have to work that day, and so I sat shiva for 2 hours. Just about a reform that keeps shiva for a day. You know, 3 days a conservative, but I'm so nice, you know. So, okay, you're a fine fellow. You kept 2 hours of Avelis. Oh, you're a good guy. You're yours to the shiva. Chaytiniska! What's the Chuvat Rush talking about? How does Chuvat Rush fit in with the Hilchot Rush? Chaytiniska! Guy kept 2 days shiva. Conservative. He's performing conservative. He kept 2 days. So, I don't know what. Two brothers, one got to reform shul, one got to conservative shul, one said 3, one said 1, they said, keep 2. Shalom Ayisro. So they get another 5 days of murder. What's going on over here? That's time. Oh, very good. Oh, excellent. What are you driving at, Chaim? I'll read you the lesson in a minute. What are you driving at? But the rush, no. So you're saying if the rush will only say it's okay if you did it at the. That would be okay. But if you did the beginning, we should contest. Read the lush for the rush. I'll read you the lush. In the base, Jerry says, she didn't study about base. Shiva is the rush. The rabbi only said it's the Mishlo Noga, and it's called Shiva. Right? Kim Shri Tamita. We only have 7 hours to do the whole thing. Aber zilzul be mitzvah sayamim lo nog ben avelus ein tzarich lehashlimam. Here's an example. True. Here's my example. They told him in a different city and he didn't keep the first day. He said, okay, say, okay. You say, that's okay. Why? Why did Rechai say? No, that's the day. Well, he is. He missed the first day.
Yeah, but it's more apparent that he's supposed to be
See, but it's not half a chaytek. I mean, we're not measuring chatoyim over here, but it's still a chaytek. Yes. No, he didn't. He's up there the first day.
Right.
And then make up that day. Yes. Yeah, Terrence, the nation. The nation, Charlotte Nation says that the rush to use the expression called the Nisker, you shouldn't catch a break. The regular should knock off your entire shiva. But it's not so glad. Because you compare it to others here too. So yeah, we'll back to the shayla. Back to the shayla. Before the tshuva, back to the shayla. So the tshuva I found in the favorite divrei sofrim. He has an answer for everything. Gevaldik. An answer for everything. He says as follows. So like this interesting terror figure. Let's say, give the following case, okay? Someone did a shiva began on a Tuesday. The Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday morning it's over. Everyone gets up Monday morning. But this wise guy decided he has to go to work. He took off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, went to work. So what we throw at him? I would say throw at him until, instead of Sunday morning, throw him until Wednesday morning, right? You know what you're doing then, Tani? You're introducing a new period of Avelis. You're introducing a new Chest of Avelis. But there is no Chest of Avelis, which is not 7 days. You cannot impose upon an individual a 2 day, 4 day, 6 day period of Avelis. It's 7 or nothing. Yeah, you understand that at all. But in principle, it's 7 or nothing. So if somebody's going to all 7 days, we'll throw 7 on it. He keeps 2, you want to put 5 on him? Can't do it. That's his terror. That's an interesting, fascinating terror. Where's the source? I'm made with the source. I love his source. I love it. Look in the rush, I asked to see Simon Sadivov. I asked to see something, and there's something amazing here. Simon Sadivov, we've been here before. is the famous sugya of a cotton who rose up there in the middle. Look at the lashonis are fantastic. See distinctions here. In Simon Tzad Yivav, what's the case? Kosov Rabbeinu Meir Zal, Misha Meis, other Yimav, I had cotton both to show. The Kodem Shahab was Shloshim Yom, not the Ben Yudgim of Yom Echad. The Marash is Yechayim, and the Rosh is Yepot. Okay? Everybody with me? What's the Shah? When did you become a mitzvah? Within Shloshim. When the Torah quotes this, in Simon Shin Tzad Yivav, Siv Gimel, Zot the tour, v'avdoni ov yarosh takata, kevin shehoya katan v'shav kvura, afilu higdil tov shloshim. And he is. Oh, afilu tov shiva, botom imenu kodin avelu. Where in the world will those four words come from? Oh, afilu tov shiva. Is there any remnant for it in the rush? In Simon Tzad Yivav? Yes, are you? Slowly. Let's take somebody who a relative died on a Sunday. And he wasn't so firm, he didn't know anything about Shiva. He comes to you on Wednesday. What would you tell him? What would you tell him? Rabbi are you? Rabbi are you? What would you tell him? Okay. If someone died and buried on Sunday, and the guy doesn't know about Shiva, he doesn't know anything. Comes to you on Wednesday, what should I do, Rabbi? What would you tell him to do? Yeah. Keep the veil, right? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the Shabbat. See here too? One second. Here too? Someone died and the guy was under the mitzvah. He became a mitzvah on Wednesday. No. You're in a situation. Somebody passed away in your family. Right, now it's Wednesday, everyone else started on Sunday, you weren't on the Tzviya. So at least keep these 3-4 days? That's the question. I think if you're allowed, you can try to answer the question. What? Yeah, but if you... Yes. It's true. But when it's Hashfumin, this is that. If a person gives to Avela Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, one day Hashfumin for the other? No. Gotta keep 7 days. No, not extra day. Let's keep those 4 days. It's halal double. The tour went beyond his father. Father says, within Shloshim. Okay, that's where you have to get into the Tashfum, but you don't have it. But within Shiva, see, you're within. He's up to the very self, from Zephyr from Dan, you could argue with him. But for that, you can't impose on a person our veil of our ball. What they say to their father? You can't be. There's no such institution. And here too, the guy's mezalzel, the father, you can't make avelas arba. That's his chiddush. You can look it up. It's different stuff from here. Siv, cotton, chet. Oh. In past, he quotes this embarrassing Moshe, I want to say, ruba pekulo. Wow. The mezalzel and the roba avelas, then he doesn't count for anything. But Rabbi Kivega is absolutely not true. Even 1 hour is enough. The exceptions to Rabbi Kivega, if you thought that shmua krova is like a shmua rechoka, or something along those lines. But the Kivega says that if you thought that Shmur Rechoka kept an hour, no good. Why? Demidah. That Shmur Rechoka is about Zundar Adin. We'll get to it later. Shmur Rechoka is a din that you keep only 1 hour. It's not that it's 1 hour, 7 days. It's a different din completely. A different din, a different halacha. Okay. Yes. Mokum Karav. No! We give up Elohim Shiva. You copped on to your brothers a better than started, and you are keeping that Shiva. Good question. Okay, I hear. Let's all think about it. Right. What? I hear what you're saying. Let's think about it, okay? Maybe we have a terrorist somebody to do. Let's think. I don't want to spend too much time. You can't afford the time. We'll think about it. Think about it. I'll happy to hear your contribution. Rabbosei went through the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Tzad. He said, he turned to the Taz. Fascinating Taz. The Matzah Ben Yomim. Unbelievable. Look at the Matzah Binyamin, according to Taz, Shin Sadi Tev, base. Remember we had a rush before yesterday, at the Rush Hell, at the Avelis that you keep in Shloshnik Avelis in regular, it's not really Avelis in regular, it's just, it doesn't shave, it's no one shave. That's the lesson of the rush that we saw. The Matzah Binyamin, took that literally. The Matzah Binyamin says, Vera'isi. This is a big, bold letter for Ra'isi, halfway on the wide lines of Shin Sadi Tev. It's cut and date. We saw the Tshuva now, the Matzah Binyamin. Shemaitza hoya b'chosn shenasa isha b'er v'regel, u'betoch ha'regel meis lo meis. Pasak shom, v'yaf ha'gav b'chosn v'yal mashir lo avelus b'tof shiva, yimei ha'mishnah. Ein monish loshim, elach yimei ha'mishnah. Why? Because who other than the regel? The yomut of the gift is forest. Shemem beis. Hashenken chosn zeh. The may mishta shaloyim be regel. Memela aser begius. The shemachil the ramban the liel the tefilay the regel all of them is shloshim. Because it's a nosa. Memela zeh chosn shemuta be also tosefes. Al tarchach ein ol and lo. Yemei HaMishnah Shalom. Ula Rosh, Dolo, Nami, Afilum, Yemei HaVelus, Ein Lehem Yitzu Yosim in a Regel, Yemkein Hachi Nami, Dinoek Yitzu Giyot, Nachmat a Regel, Ola Lo, Gam Kein Amin Nishloshim, Yemkein Pasak Shem Lemaita, like the Rosh. Uve Ein Ais Zitad, Yitole, Ma'od, Dvorim Eil. The Vada Gam Lo Rosh, Ein Ola, Elek, Shiesh, Yitzu, Le'ovel, Nachmat, Avilusa. Elisha also used to gam came out with the regal. But the Omar, Shapirola, came into Mikoma Kamunog, also used to. Uyachal Omar, Ani also not with the Velus. The Gaisis and also the Mali Bekam. Hashekin Bechosin, the Hashem Bokhiva Velus, Klau. The Hashem Noah used to not with the regal the Chud. Hechma, Zonia, Dane, Brak, Lane, the Loma, she is the next of the Mea Shloshim. Hello, on the Rohan, she's then Noah used to not with the regal, not with the Velus. He argues on the Matzah Binyamin. So the Rosh again seems to work with an assumption that although you're keeping only certain of the halachas, only certain of them, the Ramban can't keep all five of Hilchos Avelus of Shlosh. The Rosh keeps 3.5. We went through this yesterday, right? It's 3.5. But those 3.5 is sufficient. So the same way as Shabbos, all the things in Shiva. You know, keep his bones, Shabbat Sinah. So we keep 3.5 out of 5, it's going to the Rosh. It counts for what? For Shlosh. For Shlosh. It's a slight problem. Why does it count for Shiva? The Ramban's cash. We'll get to that. No, someone will talk about that. Okay, not today. Not today. Comes out for both sides. I want to say a Chiddush Neira. After yesterday, Shia. A Chiddush Neira. The Tiferes of Moshe says that Nikvah Ve'erev Ve'regel, the Ramban and Page Reish Lamedala says there's no Nihugim of Shloshim Ve'regel. None. The Rosh says that 3.5 out of 5 are Nog Ve'regel. That's Oiskumin by simple mathematics that all these Surim that apply, well, I'm going to talk about really one thing basically. Simchas Ve'reis. I want to pass the Halach. Not about Simon, we're going to contradict. We're going to have this talk about Halacha Mamash. We should talk about it against what I saw in Torah. That if someone is Rachmal with Tana Velasu Beis Kodesh, Kam Yontif Kalamoy, he's allowed to do anything he wants. He can go any Simchas Beis, go to the Sheva Brochus. If someone got mad before, he can go to the Sheva Brochus, he can go anything he wants. Why? It's Manasha. Of course, the Rosh is allowed to go. He only has enough to be 3.5 things. There's not one of them. And according to the Ramban, we just discovered the first emotion of Shach. And if you start the Avelis before the regal, so what happens? You have no Avelis Shloshim whatsoever during that period of Chalam Ha'ir. Hello, Dabu. It's against the Poskim. The Poskim say you can't go to Sibbeth HaShoeva, you can't go Akkofens, you can't go Ashanus, you can't. So what's going on with you? I don't understand it. What do I say that by simple mathematics? Everybody agrees that the first one is right. It should be Mutzah, Bein L'Rosh, Bein L'Rambam. for your consideration. Okay, let's go weiter. It's a Mordechai. And Simon, tough, Kuf Zion. Let's turn. Very famous, Machloit. World famous. Tough, Kuf Zion. This is Mamish famous. What's tough Kuf Zion? We know the Gemara tells us Shmini has Teres Kasa 7 days. Before the Gemara, what happened? He died between Kippur and Sukkot. So what happened? 2 days, and that counts for seven. And it's still Sukkot 7. Sukkot itself is 7. Right? And Shmini has Teres Kasa 7. He left with a few days. And before she Mechaber somewhere, no? Shin Tzadi says, those are all the cases. Shin Tzadi says, Sif Yud Aleph. Shor HaZif Ne'achad. Chag is Yitzalit, Shmini is 7 is 21, right? And you wait, have 8 more days, and okay?
Good.
What happens if he died in Chol HaMoed Sukkot? What's it did? He died in Chol HaMoed Sukkot. The Shmini at Teres counts in 7 days, yes or no? So Machlek is in the Mordechai. Nechlek lebo shnei gedole ador. The Divir Rav Yosef, Ola leminin shloshim, Shiva. Udivarivam and Ola Kim Yom Echos. Yav Shmini Atzeres, Shul Sukkot, and Ola Shiva. Im Lo, Kavro, Lifnei Aregel, Bechol. Machlokas, Agadoli, Rishon, Doli, Adar. What happens if he died in Chol HaMoed? What's the din? Does Shmini Atzeres count for 7 days? Or does it not count for 7 days? Machlokas, the Gedoli Hador. As they refer to you by the Mordechai. Gedoli Hador. Gedoli Hador. Who's right? The Mechabit Mashma doesn't count the beans. As I say, only got a case of Nipa Ergion. The Marshal, it does count. Quoted on the side. The Taz, the Shaf, they quote the Marshal. Machlok is the Marshal, the Mechabit goes back to the Gedolia Dorms in the Mordechai already. Yeah. The question is, what's the difference? What's the difference? They're both sides. What would you say? I would have said, like the Marshal. No? Pashtun. The difference. If Shmini Atzeres counts for 7 days, let it count for 7 days. The difference. Comes the answer to the Tiferes Lemoshe. Again, superstar. This is what he said. And it's quoted in the Bira Halacha and Siv Yud Aleph. Shin Tzadi Tes. This is what he said. Listen very carefully. Zakhtar Azai. In the Mishnah, we didn't read the Mishnah carefully yesterday. Atzeres works for 7 days. Why? Tashlumin. Tashlumin, right? Question. When is it Tashlumin? What day is it Sivan? Same answer. What day is it Tashlumin? She was the day 6 of Sivan. So when is Tashlumin? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Correct? Emes? Emes Viyad. Do those days count? But they count twice. What is it, a vote? Double counting. Count the same day twice. You're saying that it counts, and they say the counting is going to count twice. What's going on over here? How can it count twice? You're saying Shavuos is like Pesach and Sukkot. Sure, Pesach and Sukkot have 7 days. So the 7 days count. But not twice. That's the comparison of Moshe's Kash. This is Kash. This is what he answers. The answer there both say, if I can't understand it correctly, that in the days of Tashlumin, Bizman Shabbat Sevigdash Shayakayim, it had a status of Yontif. It had a status of Yontif, and you would keep the halachas of Avelus, Afal Pikain, it would count the Shloshim. The same as Chol HaMoed, exactly the same as Chol HaMoed, there's no Shiva, there's no Shloshim, but it counts towards Shloshim. Why does it count towards Shloshim? A story mentioned earlier today, at the very beginning of the year. Kol she'eino mafzik ole. Like Shabbos, according to there, there's no available. So it's a first emotion. Nowadays, no such limit. Those that are no longer considered to be yontif. If you consider Shavuos to be only one day, you can end up keeping 6 more days available now than with Mashavit's ministry of time. Because in those days, right? Yeah. They didn't want it to happen. They didn't want it to happen. They gave a special break to consider Shavuos like 7 days. Pesach and Sukkot. You are Potter Cholamoy. You missed my dad. Nothing changed. There was no Avelos Cholamoy then, no Avelos Cholamoy now. In the middle, there's no extra bonus. This is what he said. I'm come back. I know he's chasing at the bit. Okay, but one second. The Mele says, Shmini Atzeres is equated to Shah Regolim. That's Hex Kukshu of Haragolim Zelazer. So it counts to 7 days of surety. You know when? If the Shiva passed already. Nikma Be'er Yontif. Well, then what? This was a theoretic, a hypothetic, an academic. Imagine. If Shmini Atzeres would have been 7 days, will you see? Would have been a 7-day Shmini Atzeres. What would happen? Those days would count the Minyan Shloshim. And be Potter, right? From the Din of Shloshim. But if the Kippur took place during Chol HaMoed Sukkot, then what do we say? Yesterday, you're keeping all the halachas for Torah's what? For Torah's Shiva. Then even if Shmini Atzeres theoretically would have been 7 days, you would still have to keep in those days the halachas of Dvar Mishavitzin at least for Torah's Shiva. And therefore Shmini Atzeres only counts for 1 day. And it does not go off the Shloshim, because you kept those in the Torah Shiva, as we already mentioned yesterday. Amazing. Says the Amek Dover, it's called Mayandala, this Chaloim only works according to the Ramban, as we said yesterday. According to the Rosh, all Chalom is Bosch. Kupta Chayt, if he's right, and according to the Rosh, the Mashal is right. So that's the Poshim Chesed. That's what I would have said. 7 is 7. What's different what the order is? And according to the amazing Chesed, the first Moshe, then the Mechav is right. That's what comes out, that's what he suggests in that paper, Amig Bell. Now, one more Nakuda before we stop. I promised Ezzy I would talk about it. Just for a minute. He suggested the most incredible Kiddush I ever heard in my life, but that we've heard in a while. Ezzy wanted to pass him the Maisa. Come out. That if Chalila V'chad, someone is Nifter, a day after Shavuos, that there should be no Shiva until the 13th of Sivan. Why? He just read it. It's a Ferris, the Moshe said it. He said it with Ferris. He said it in 2 pieces. He said it was true with Moshe Ben Samigash of Yekayim. Right? And he also said that some of the vestiges of Ben Samigash extended his day. I thought he'd give him a break on Shmini Atzeres and count for 7 days. That as he put 2 and 2 together and come with this wild idea. I thought he was crazy. I thought it was completely ridiculous, out of the question, and I started looking. Not so bushy that it's crazy. The Ramban says, raise your test, but he gives shot in Rabbi Eliezer, says it first, what Eliezer just said. What's your name, Eliezer? Oh, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, what's shot? Tama, the regalim, I seek you, Shadina, and Hoyal, and Alam, and Shabbat. Elishim, Amarnu, Nami, Alam, and Shiva, I seek you, I call the Shiva, Yavim, and Nino, you run out of time. V'chein ha'teres, listen carefully. V'zmat shemesh minyan kayam shayulot hashlum v'kol shiva im ola l'minyan shiva im ola l'minyan shiva who ola v'ari hipzik l'fichach shlo ha'yicholim lo mayalu armu matzikin. So what does that mean? The reason why Shavua is not the Kodra Beleza is because, sounds like you're saying that, at the days after Shavua have a b'chein of yontif. Hashluma should be taken very seriously. It's almost given a status of yontif with respect to the Shiva. That's what it sounds like. Now, to stay true with it, though, I told you I have two reasons why it's wrong. One is, it only applied then. I mean, Rabbi Lech himself said, Chul Beit Zemir HaTeres Kewat Ke Kishab. Sure. Rabbi Lech concedes doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. That was my first Shuvah there. But I sort of said, I had to be told the emphasis, that the Ferris and Moshe seemed to say whatever coolest we had from then and apply it to now. Yeah? Oh, second Shuvah. We don't pass the Gabbal Ezra at all. We pass the Gabbal Gamliel. Now, Rabbi Gamliel has a whole different Mahala. Kodem Gamliel, Hekish, all regard, even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, nothing to do with any of such fluids, are treated as the same as Pesach and Sukkot. Now the question becomes, according to we pass the Gabbal Gamliel, so Kodem Gamliel, do we completely reject Rabbi Ezra's Svara? Or not? Doesn't have to reject it. It's a better Svara, you'll say, a more encompassing Svara. But if he rejects the Svara of Rabbi Lezer, that's the question. That's a critical question. If he rejects Rabbi Lezer, then home free. I mean, home free in the sense that the mice, we know that their avail takes place until we get the Shavuot. If, however, Rabbi Gamliel does not reject Rabbi Lezer, then you have a problem. So, the truth to tell like this, I just have to end with one more conclusion. When I was thinking about this question, how can it be that Shavuot counts for 7 days and the next day counts for 6 more days? How are you talking? So I thought I wanted to adopt an approach of what I call a know nothing. To give the expression. I'm a know nothing. I mean, I'm a know nothing. It's a Gzeres HaKosis. Hekesh. Taste of Shavuot, Sukkot, all the same. All the same. So therefore, Shavuot is 1 day, counts the same as Taste of Sukkot is 7 days. Taka there. Gzeres HaKosis. Hekesh. Don't ask me any questions. It has to do with Hashlumin. That's irrelevant. It's a heckish. So it'll come out of both the mice. The days will count. Not the days are counted twice. Shavuot itself is 6 days of Sivu. We got the Torah, Rosh of Mount Sinai. That's 7 days by itself. I make no sense. Maybe it's not stuck with the head. Book of the Pesach. Pesach of 7 is the equivalent of 7. Either days 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 counted. They count additionally. That's my approach. Nothing to do. But the first one didn't learn that way. Then it's no kashrut. He didn't learn my shot. He's trying to figure out with a London. He based himself upon the Ramban Svara according to Rabbi Lezer. Apparently, Rabbi Gamliel accept that Svara as well. Just that he didn't need it. You have to say though, but since I don't believe for a moment that the Pharisees accept Ezi's Kiddush and there's no Shiva the week after Shavuot, they have to say as follows. You have to say one of two things. This halacha, which existed with Man Abayis, that there was no Shiva the week after Shavuot, that does not apply with Man Hazeh. He split. Or, he argues to Ramban. Never Shiva to Ramban. So say even with Man Abayis, it wasn't true. He's only limiting it to certain parts. He's never, this halacha, to go that far, was never true even with Man Abayis. I'm suggesting, I'm just saying, to end, that either he holds that it wasn't true then, or it's not true now. But that it's really true, I don't want to see. We'll stop here. Commit Hashem. Tomorrow we'll continue with these halach. Uh-huh.